Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
But I think that's the true definition of love and forgiveness, is loving them even when you don't get the feeling that you want and you don't get the closure that you want. And when you can clearly see that this person is, in your opinion, in the wrong, but letting it be okay. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where I'm sitting here with my co-host, Evans.
Hillary.
We got to tell people about that. First of all, I'm going to welcome you to the show, because if you don't know what Questionably Awesome is, this is the place where you're going to get some info and a lot of questionably awesome things. If you're here to not laugh or be ridiculous, you might want to head on over to another interview, because this is going to annoy you, piss you off, or you just might find that you have a funny bone in your body that you didn't know.
Yeah, which I would love to see that happen.
Tell me where your funny bone is.
In my stomach?
I don't know. What were you just saying before that?
That my name was Hillary?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's my first name. My
legal Did you know
name.
That, Alyssa? We have Alyssa who's filming right now. Her real name is Hillary, but she's been called Evans her whole life.
Yep. I mean, Evans is my middle name, so it's technically still mine.
I don't even know, like, I didn't know how to feel when I first
I guarantee everybody just pulled their cars over to the side and they're taking heavy breaths right now.
I just shocked a lot of people.
They are. Do you relate more to Hillary Swank, do you think?
I do relate to Hillary Swank a lot just because she's a fighter.
Like, do you know she works out of my gym every week?
Does she really?
Yes, I'm sweating right now.
It is really hot in here.
So hot. I'm in a bathrobe. I'm sweating. I'm on my third cup of coffee. I'm sick right now. There's a lot going on underneath this bathrobe.
So how are you feeling? Because it's your birthday eve.
I feel out of body right now, to be honest. I'm like, tomorrow's my birthday. I feel like I'm just getting better for the finish line, which is the birthday. Yeah. Let's hope that's not the finish.
Yeah, it's just the start.
I will say, like, every year, it's a weird year because it's my last year in my 30s, which is so weird. I feel like I'm in my 20s. So like it's just bizarre. Like, you hear your parents say that and you're like, yeah, whatever, you're old as, you know, whatever. Yeah. And truly, you don't, like, it's the weirdest. You feel more wise, but you do not feel older. And once in a while, I'll be like, I'll look in the mirror and be like, are you an older woman? Should you start dressing older?
No.
And the answer back is hell no.
Hell no.
So then I go challenge myself to buy myself something even younger.
I'm that's good.
What is Ariana Grande wearing?
Are you going to buy a baby Bjorn and hop in it?
Yeah. I'm like, Chris, on my birthday, carry me in this. And I'm going to just breastfeed on him too. Too far.
Too far, but
sorry, I'm on a Z-Pack. Do you know what you should do in life? Never take ownership over what you say. That will be a great way to live your life.
Blame it on everyone else.
Blame, complain, justify. You will lead a grandiose life.
Everything will be really positive in your life if you follow those three steps.
You'll have all the friends, all the spouses. Everyone will be drawn to you. Will become a magnet for good.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, Lord. So do you have a quote? Wait, no, a review. Why do I always do that? You'd think that on episode number, how many have we done together?
Oh.
Do you think like 30 by now?
Uh-oh.
That was Evans looking at the computer going, I don't think I have one.
I do have one.
Yay. Let's hear it.
Oh, actually, it's an old one. So I don't have one.
Okay, great. Do you know what we're going to do? I'm going to read this quote real quick. Okay. See if do you think you could find a review or no?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I'm going to read 10 quotes. Just kidding. All right. So this is Confucius, because why not?
Love it.
It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop. Here's the point. I can tell you that honestly, consistency has been the only thing. Like when people are like, how did you do this or that? Or what's going on in your life? What's going on in your life? Sorry, I'm on medication right now. How did you do this or that? I can honestly say consistency has always been the thing. It doesn't even matter if you are, I swear to you, even if you do 40 to 60% of something, you will eventually get there.
Yeah. Why is that so hard though? Consistency is really hard for me.
Like in what?
In everything.
But you're consistent in yoga, right?
Yeah, but it's still hard.
Of course it's hard.
I don't know. I think consistency is so hard. Like when your routine changes and it's the holiday season and there's a lot going on with your job. It's so hard to make time.
Well, I think that
it's an excuse.
Well, yeah, totally. I feel that same exact way. Whenever I'm adding anything new in, it's like probably one of the world's hardest things. But I always think, am I okay with staying the same? Like I literally have that conversation with myself all of the time. Am I okay this next year if everything stayed the same? Like you really have to sit and allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole and actually meditate on if this next year does not change at all, how am I going to feel at that calendar flip? Like
not good.
No, not good at all. Did you happen to find one?
Yes, I did.
Okay, let's do it.
It's from Lindsay Clicks and I really like her last name. If her last name is Clicks, that's really cool. It's with a K.
Okay, I love it.
This is actually my second review for this podcast. What? My first one was back when it first started and there were only a handful of episodes. This is the first podcast that I began listening to on a regular basis. And every podcast I listen to now, I first heard about here. I always listen while working alone in my pottery studio. And in every episode, I learn such amazing life lessons, gain inspiration, and have fun and laugh. This right here is what the world needs more of. Thank you, Lori, and thank you, Evans, for giving us all this amazing gift. Heart emoji.
Oh my God. Lindsay Clicks, thank you so much. We will send you something cool. Please write into customer service at LoriHarder.com. We'll send you something awesome. I don't know if I want to send her a mug because she makes pottery.
Yeah, she makes probably cool
mugs.
Maybe
we should send her a t-shirt or something. We're going to send you something awesome. Lindsay, thank you so much.
That was really lovely.
That was amazing. Always makes my day. Evans, do you have a quote?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Is it from Dolly Parton?
It is not from Dolly Parton this week.
Hey, she's hot right now. She's so everywhere. She's doing a Christmas special.
Yeah, she's on Netflix.
She's like all over the radio again.
People are loving some Dolly.
You know what? She has revived herself.
Amen.
I don't know. I might feel more feels for her than Madonna.
I know. I think Dolly is very wise.
I do too.
Obviously.
And she's looking younger and younger.
Yeah.
Kind of want to meet her doctor.
And her waist is like teeny tiny.
I don't understand.
Does she wear a girdle every day?
I think her shoulder pads are getting bigger.
Okay. It's just a distraction.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Like, is your waist shoulder getting smaller?
Are your shoulders getting broader?
But I can't fit through the door with my shoulders. But I'm just going to get like a 2x4 and put it in all of my jackets.
Yeah.
With the arms out and keep my arms actually like in.
Your waist looks so small.
Just not put the arms all the way out with a 2x4, if you can picture this. So put a 2x4 through both of your arm sleeves, like long arm sleeves, and then actually put your arms down.
Yeah.
And put mittens on the ends of the 2x4.
Like a scarecrow.
Exactly. You'll look so tiny. Beauty hack. Oh my God. Everybody thinks they know it all, but they don't.
They don't know.
That's a Midwest beauty hack. I can't. We have to do that and take a picture.
Okay, I'm in.
Look how tiny I look.
Look how great I look.
Look how many birds are sitting on my shoulders. Okay, moving on.
Okay, this quote is from Anon. Anonymous.
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 Okay.
When things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting. Wait, did you say this at one sometime?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah. When things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting.
I love that because I've been doing that. It's been the greatest thing ever because you cannot find clarity in clutter.
Oh, yeah.
I know this sounds crazy, but if your life is like a shit show, the first thing you should probably do is just start clearing out your house. I'm not even kidding.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm not even joking.
No, I literally do this all the time. I'm like, I feel crazy. I feel crazy in my closet. I feel crazy when I'm getting stuff from my bathroom drawers. I'm like, this needs to go because I can't even think. And that's just like a physical way to start setting up your environment and start even getting in your head and being like, this is a clearing phase.
Yes.
What else needs to go? And then, you know, hopefully George and your husband stays.
Yeah, they get to stay.
Yeah.
We're doing it in sections. We're taking one section every night for like 30 minutes and just doing an audit.
Tell me about this. This is brilliant.
Well, I made a list because we live in a tiny apartment.
How'd you get the husband on board?
I just gently assigned tasks.
Oh, I like this.
It was a gentle assignment. I mean, I asked. I was like, hey.
Do you drink cocktails during it or no?
No, cocktails.
Just wondering.
That would make it more fun though.
Yeah, maybe one night of the
week. But we just kind of, our apartment was getting overwhelmed and—
Do you wear a teddy during this?
I wear a teddy the whole time. So that's why I was like, sure, I'll clean out the closet.
No. I just pictured you just with a baby Bjorn on and a teddy bear and be like, Adam, tonight you're going to get a treat. Yeah, I'm going to wear a teddy. And then he's like, ooh. And then you actually just wear a baby Bjorn with a teddy bear.
Yeah.
With a full jumpsuit on.
All day.
Full sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Keep going. I'm so sorry. People want to hear about
it. It's not that interesting, I swear.
No, people want to do this.
Oh.
Everyone has their hand up. I can see it.
Just make a list. All you have to do is make a list and you put those trouble spots. You know you have that drawer in your kitchen.
Yeah.
You know you have that like space in your closet or the chair. Does anyone else have a chair?
Preach.
And do you know,
a treadmill?
A treadmill.
That just has laundry on it.
Or does anyone else do this? I hold on to bras and underwear for decades.
Yes.
Why?
Oh, it's bad. But here's what else I do that's really weird. Oh, I buy new ones. Yeah. I buy ones that are like gorgeous, sexy. Never wear them.
Never wear them.
I go back to the 10-year reunion.
Yes. The
I'm
old
like,
tan
reunited
one.
Again.
That's holes
like,
in it.
I saw you yesterday.
Doesn't even hold your top.
Oh, the elastic is like see-through, like on just all the straps because you're just like.
Yes, yeah. But it's comfortable.
Cozy. So cozy.
Well, guess what?
What?
Those need to go out. You need to get rid of those because They're, haven't you all seen that Oprah where the everyone gets measured for a bra?
I did.
It was actually life-changing for a lot of people.
I actually just got measured for a bra and I was astounded that I really wasn't the size that I thought I was.
It's amazing.
And that it fits so much better.
And you
she was like, no,
better.
Honey, this is your size. I was like, you crazy. I did that in the dressing room. You crazy.
Get out.
And she just threw the next bra over and was like, you weird.
But then you walked out a new woman.
New woman. I was like, this Madonna bra.
With the points.
I look amazing.
Hey. Yeah.
And the kids were coming up like, ice cream. I need to move on. Please get me. Please help me. Give me a question.
Do you want a question?
Oh, I'm scared right now. I'm scared. Give me a question. I don't know if I have an answer.
Okay. This question is from at Caitlin Jansen. And the topic is communication.
Ooh.
How, which we're doing really
well. I feel like a phenomenal communicator today. Phenomenal.
The question is, how do you overcome crying when in a serious heated argument with the significant other?
Mm. Okay, well, I think that for me, I'm probably going to cry if it's a tough conversation at the beginning. Like you always have that emotion that's always going to bubble up. Like, so I think allowing myself that moment of knowing it's going to get super emotional and just saying, just give me a minute. This is a tough conversation for me to have. And you end up being able to have the conversation as long as you allow those emotions. I think that when we stop them, and we talk about this a lot because this feeling comes with anything that's challenging, comes with when you want to do public speaking. Like there have been moments where right before, I don't even know what I'm going to do. Like I feel like it's just this awful tidal wave of emotion coming. And sometimes you do need to cry and sometimes you will have a little panic attack, but 90 seconds is what it takes for an emotion to wash over you. They say 90 seconds for you to like metabolize it. So just know you're going to have 90 seconds of emotion and pardon yourself. Like, and when I say pardon, I don't mean like, I don't
like
know.
The turkey pardon.
Yeah. You just literally say, you know, this is a tough conversation for me. I'm going to get emotional. I just need 1 minute. And then you'll basically overcome that. And I would say, make a list of what you want to say and literally bring that piece of paper into the conversation. What do you do?
Completely agree. I'm the biggest crier ever. So it pretty much happens every tough conversation.
Yeah.
And you just have to give yourself a little grace on that. And I love the list really helps. And kind of pre-rehearsing helps me too. Just saying, like thinking about what I'm going to say and what I need to cover.
You have to pre-rehearse.
You got to just think about what you're going to say.
What does that look like for you? I know that you're pre-rehearsing, but do you actually kind of like play it in your mind or verbalize it? Or do you ever play it out with someone? Do you talk to somebody?
I do talk to a therapist. Mm-hmm. That's super helpful. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this person is talking to one, but I love going to a therapist and I recommend it for anyone.
No, I love that you do that. I literally love that. I feel like if I would have had a therapist earlier on in my relationship, it probably would have worked out a lot of stuff a lot sooner. But I think that they're so accessible now and it's so not, it used to have a bit of a stigma around it. Not in LA. Like I guess LA has always been like, you know, if you live in LA, you have a therapist.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
They're like, who's your therapist? Like you just get assigned one.
Yeah. You enter like, the LA county.
Oh, what block are you on? Oh, you block E. All right. You have this therapist. Yeah. You lucked out.
Dr. Mary.
Yeah. Lucked out. Mary's got all the good advice.
Yeah.
Got it's all true. The milkshakes in the yard.
She's got all the milkshakes in the yard and you just rehearse what you're going to say, Caitlin, and don't be upset about crying.
Yeah. Grace around crying. You're going to cry. You're going to cry because it's a tough thing and it's something that you're not used to. And I think that when you get more used to having tough conversations, I hear this all the time, like, but it's so hard. I'm like, but it's something you haven't practiced.
Yeah.
Everything has massive resistance in the beginning. And then you get to this place where you realize what the reward is on the other side. And you just start, you actually start to not look forward, but you know that once it creates that clarity in your life, you start to see all of these areas where you are feeling clogged or stuck, just like you're cleaning in your apartment. Like once you start cleaning, you're like, oh, no, we can't have any of this because once you start getting clarity, it really magnifies where you do not have clarity in your life or where something is not flowing and you go straight for it.
Amen.
Do you have another question?
Yes. This is from at Andy_Ruth. How do you know?
Andy Ruth. I kind of want to call her baby.
I know. That's a really good candy bar that is underrated, in my opinion. How do you know when you need to have a tough conversation versus handling the issue with yourself?
All right. So, I mean, we would need context for this, but I would say for me, how do I know when I have to have a tough conversation? If it's somebody that I know is not committed to the relationship, that doesn't actually want to put in work. And I know it's just like, if I really ask myself that question, like, is this person really committed to our relationship and is willing to see my point of view? Then I'm going to have a tough conversation. If I think that there's even more than a 50% chance, I'm going to do that just for my peace of mind. If I know it's someone who's totally unreasonable, and like, I think we know who these people are in our life, that no matter how nice you put it, no matter how much champagne you gave them, like, it's going to end badly because they just have to be right. Then I'm not even going to waste my energy, and I'm going to forgive them and potentially do my best to either let it be, or if it's somebody really who's not a good, you know, not a good fit in my life, then I'm going to walk away. But that's a really tough call.
Yeah.
How about you?
That is tough. I guess.
Do you have anyone in your life who you know, if you have a challenging conversation, it's not going to help anyway? So what have you done?
Yes.
Do share.
Yes, I do have someone like that in my life. I have a family member, and it's really hard to communicate with that person. And I found myself understanding that I'm not really ever going to get validation from that person. I'm not going to get like an apology or an explanation because they just don't communicate that way. And if they're not putting the work in, then I kind of had to release that. So, I don't know. I just kind of, it's just growing, I think.
I think we know in our guts, like, who is going to put that work in and who's not. And that is the hardest thing because we all want closure. We crave certainty. We crave closure, and you're not going to get it in certain relationships. And that's where, that is truly where, when we talk about self-development, I think that's where the work really comes in, is creating that closure and forgiveness on your own for somebody that you just like, it doesn't feel, you feel no justice. There's no justification. You feel like they're, you know, a challenging person. How can they not see this? And that's the place that we just have to close that book on our own and let it be okay and complete ourselves.
Right.
And my God, that is so challenging. But I think that's the true definition of like love and forgiveness, is loving them even when you don't get the feeling that you want and you don't get the closure that you want. And when you can clearly see that this person is, in your opinion, in the wrong, but letting it be okay.
Agree.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
That, and that is the human experience. Welcome.
Welcome to humanhood.
Humanhood.
And welcome. If you see, I think in myself, I know I have certain habits. Everybody knows like the things you always do. And if you consistently see those things popping up, it's probably you. You know what I mean? Like, I have tons of things like that. And I'm like, okay, I know this is me, but I'm still going to pick this argument because
Totally. I have things with people in my family where I get really triggered. And if I really look at it, sometimes I'm like, oh, they're not even being this way. I just have them in a box of this is how they always are. So I will, the second they do anything, I put it into that box and I'm like, see, this is what they're doing. And they'll be like, no, it's not what they're doing at all. But that's the lenses that you have on. So consistently taking those lenses off and being like, okay, reset.
Reset that 90 seconds.
Yeah. Otherwise,
that's a cool tool.
And the bear's going to be poked.
Yeah.
You know,
don't do it.
You got another question?
Yeah. I got one more.
All right. Let's do it.
It's from @hales.yeah_
Hales.
Yeah. Cool name.
Oh my God. Whose mom named them that? I just
love it. Yeah. This is great.
This is my baby. Hales, yeah.
This is my baby. Hales, yeah. Hales, yeah asks, in a quote unquote sit down talk, how to get them to open up when they never have and just don't know how to. Man.
What is that one alcohol that makes you hallucinate?
Oh, absinthe?
Yeah.
Just casually.
Just casually.
Couple drops.
It'll be great.
Put it on a cloth. like in spy movies.
A cloth, you know, over their face. What is that?
What is that stuff?
What
called?
Is that stuff? I don't know. Ammonia? No, that's like what you clean your house.
Please don't do
with.
That. We're trying to have a conversation, not kill someone. Chloroform. This is why we have a third person. We forget that we can use her knowledge.
Thank God for Alyssa.
You know what, Alyssa? We don't even have to answer these questions anymore. I can be like, what does Alyssa say? Alyssa, please chime in. We have a third microphone now. Anyway. All right. So
no absinthe.
What was that question? If they don't know how to open up.
They don't know how to open
up. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, this is tough because you can't teach someone, you can't get someone ready for it, but I do think that there are different things that you can do to try to get someone to open up. Like, here's the deal. If someone is like, oh, I want to talk and they want to sit me down and I'm not very open because I wasn't a very open communicator in my 20s at all. If you sit me down, that is the place where I'm going to build the thickest wall. I'm going to be like, F off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do not sit me down face to face. I'm going to block you out. I am literally going to shut down and I'm probably going to leave. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk to me, it's probably going to be something side by side. It's going to be walking. It's going to be something that I feel a lot more comfortable in. You can invite me somewhere. It can be a really, really friendly environment. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't suggest bringing up heavy topics, like bringing someone out to dinner and bringing up a heavy topic. Terrible idea.
Yeah, that could go south.
Unless you want like pasta noodles in your hair. I would say walking like side by side. Mm-hmm. It feels a lot less non-threatening than face to face and sitting down with nowhere to go. Just like, hey, can we go on a walk? Like 60-minute walk, you guys, is literally life-changing to say, hey, there's a couple things I'd love to chat about. You know, if this is, and don't do it right away. Like, do it 30 minutes into the walk when the person's body and like chemistry is open, mm-hmm. and you're a lot more relaxed and you've said a lot of really nice things to this person and how much you care about the relationship. And you might have to do this multiple times. It may not just be one walk, just like, hey, you know what? I'd like to start communicating more openly with you. Could we just start walking, creating space for it? Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel as close to you as I would like to. Just something that is so non-threatening, because if you come at somebody with something, man, it's going to be like war, because they are used to playing a different game with communication. They don't know how to communicate yet. So until you start to show them like this would be a great way to communicate, and maybe you share openly and vulnerably and not expect them to right away, I think that that is a great way to show that, you know, hey, this is a safe space. I'm going to start communicating.
Absolutely. In this way. I love that. Because maybe sitting down for that person doesn't look like a sit down, just like you said. Maybe that walk that's easier, or going to a park and sitting on mm-hmm. a bench or something.
Totally.
Not necessarily like, because sometimes it can be scary when someone's like, hey, we need to talk.
And you're about the worst. I actually think that is one sentence that is like the worst thing. Like, I even think employers should not be like, oh, we need to talk or we need to have a meeting. It should be like, hey, like, should be, yeah, hey, let's have a chat, but about like, tell me what it's about
right.
a little bit. Like, don't stress, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Please
just
don't ever give somebody
this. Hey,
the
we
worst.
Need to talk.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh,
and then don't
God,
talk to
what
them
is
for
happening?
8 hours.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I've lost my job. Like, oh my God, did I get them pregnant?
It's the worst feeling. Seriously, you play worst case scenario.
Oh, for sure. You're
thing.
Like, wait, I can't even get someone pregnant, but maybe somehow I did.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot going on.
I'm like, how am I going to pay child support?
You really think?
I go to worst case scenario. I told you, make it weird is my hashtag.
Yeah, make it weird.
I just, you know, that's what I do.
I love it.
All right, Evans, what's your wisdom for? Let's think about this though, because you've got some deep guttural wisdom.
I don't know about that.
Tucked behind your bowels.
Oh yeah, bowel movements. Mm-hmm. What's my wisdom today? I can only speak from what I'm doing.
I don't want you to speak from what I'm doing. That would be chaos.
My wisdom would be to get rid of those things that are holding you down. And I swear, I think it's the old bras and undies. Start there, because it's going to open up. You deserve a new bra. You deserve that new supportive thing that's going to make you happy. And when you clear out that old garbage, it's going to feel good. Whether it's an old bra or some old negative thoughts or whatever.
I can't even tell you how much I love that, because we're trying to bring all these new things in for 2020 and you're bringing it in on top of a freaking steaming pile of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you would not build a mansion on a pile of shit.
No, you gotta clear it
and you gotta find the diamonds underneath, which is gonna just be raw.
Yes.
Nothing. Why did I? Diamonds. You already had it so perfect. I didn't need to put anything on top of it.
I like that you wanted to, but you know what? You do need a little shit because that's fertilizer.
Well, that's true. So maybe just leave one tiny layer.
Yeah.
Yeah. For whatever.
That's just life.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that. You know what? You are so Southern. I just love you for making me feel better about myself.
Hey, all right. Anytime.
All right, you guys. Until next time. Be questionably awesome.
Yeah.
Which means you're just going to be awesome.
Be yourself.
Because there's no question.
Nope.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you got to go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.